Welcome to another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. I'm Timmerie Hagenberger, and today I'm going to answer a listener question. Which foods are rich in calcium? When most people think of calcium-containing foods, their mind goes immediately to dairy products. Now, that might just be because the number one provider of nutrition education in the United States happens to be the Dairy Council. So we'll have to discuss that in a future episode. But while lean dairy products do provide some calcium, because they also contain animal protein and sodium, our bodies may only absorb as little as one-third of that calcium, and we can actually lose more calcium in our urine, especially when eating processed cheeses, which are very high in sodium, and our kidneys get rid of sodium through our urine. Since one of the keys to an enjoyable eating experience and healthful diet is variety, being able to find other sources of calcium is very beneficial. And I want you to be able to look well beyond the lactate milks, because those are just dairy products with the added enzyme lactase, so that lactose can be broken down into glucose and galactose, because a huge portion of the population in the world is actually lactose intolerant. So when they consume dairy products, they have terrible stomach and GI problems. But there just happens to be a group of foods which offer calcium that is not only easier for our bodies to absorb, but it also comes along with a wealth of other essential nutrients. And I want you to see if you can come up with this group before I get there. This group provides vitamin A, which supports a healthy immune system, skin, vision, and strong bones. Vitamin C, which promotes healthy skin, bones, connective tissue, and again, supports our immune system. It's a wonderful source of vitamin K, and vitamin K helps give us healthy blood and bone tissue. Folate, which is incredibly important during pregnancy, but also important for everybody, for healthy blood, heart, and all of our cells. Fiber, which we know helps our gut health, feeding our fantastic microbiome, which helps us with everything from weight management to depression and mood. The fiber also helps us with blood cholesterol and controlling our blood sugar, and a plethora of phytonutrients, which can reduce cholesterol, inflammation, cancer, and heart disease risk, all for a lot fewer calories than dairy products. Do you know what group it is? Greens! Some of the superstars when it comes to calcium include collard greens, kale, Chinese cabbage, mustard greens, bok choy, and broccoli. Here's an Eat Smart fact for you. A cup of collard greens provides 400 milligrams of calcium, which is much higher than a cup of non-fat milk, which provides typically only 300. Each of these greens taste a bit different, so don't be afraid to experiment. If you enjoy a milder flavor, be sure to cook the greens and/or use raw bok choy or Chinese cabbage in a salad. If you like your food a bit spicy or peppery, try raw collard greens or mustard greens. To get you started on a new culinary adventure with the calcium superstar collard greens, I have included two options for you on my website, thenutritionprofessor.com. A no-cook collard slaw, which is easy to prepare and incorporates two sources of vitamin C, peppers and freshly squeezed orange juice from half of an orange. Now, that combination of vitamin C and the greens is really important. It not only helps with iron absorption, but there's another secret reason which we'll learn about in a minute. That slaw makes a delicious filling for a wrap, and I have also included a super quick sautéed collard ribbons recipe that might just become one of your favorite side dishes. So after you get the greens home, I swish them around in a large bowl of ice water, and then I rinse them, remove the large stems with a knife, and if I'm not using those stems in a recipe, I will finely dice them and add them to my green salads for the week. Then here's the secret. Toss the chopped greens with a squeeze of lemon or orange juice, a vitamin C source, and let them sit for 5 to 10 minutes before cooking them. That can improve the availability of cancer-preventing phytonutrients. Some greens contain oxalic acid, which can actually reduce calcium absorption, and those include rhubarb, beet greens, spinach, and chard. So while they are phenomenal greens, you should not count on those for good sources of calcium. I'd like to walk through the collard slaw and the quick sautéed collard ribbons recipes. So for the slaw, while you can enjoy this fresh salad as a spunky side dish, it makes an absolutely wonderful filling for a whole grain wrap. Simply warm a corn or whole grain tortilla, spread a thin layer of hummus or black bean dip, then top with the slaw and several slices of fresh cucumber and diced red, yellow, or orange sweet bell pepper. You will be pleasantly surprised. Now, this recipe uses one whole bunch of collard greens, and I've already discussed washing them and removing the stems, but the way we cut collard greens is we stack them all on top of each other and then roll them. Then we'll slice them into thin ribbons, and that's actually called a chiffonade cut. So into the bowl goes those ribbons, those collard ribbons, along with some yellow, red, or orange bell pepper, some grated carrot, and then rice vinegar, a little low-sodium soy sauce, some sesame seeds, some orange zest, and some fresh orange juice that we'll squeeze from several wedges. Then you can add your favorite hot sauce, chili garlic sauce, or sriracha. All those ingredients need to marinate for at least 30 minutes for the flavors to marry. Then garnish each salad with some chopped peanuts or use in a delicious wrap that I just discussed. Now for the quick sautéed collard greens, they're for the person who would like to start out on their collard adventure with a very mellow flavored, really quick cooking recipe. I mean, 1 minute quick. Now, I made a few adjustments to a recipe that was originally published by Fine Cooking, but it actually uses a combination of two ingredients that I don't use very often, and they're malt vinegar and maple syrup. Now, that combination may sound a bit weird, but it actually tastes great together. Now, you can use any vinegar, and you don't even need to use the maple syrup if you don't like, you do not want to, but for a whole bunch of collard greens, it only uses 1 teaspoon, and I would definitely use date syrup in the place of it, or even pomegranate molasses. So you use some orange or lemon, some fresh citrus, the malt vinegar or any other type of vinegar, the syrup that we just described, one whole bunch of collard greens cut the same way, chiffonade, and then broth instead of oil, which was used in the original recipe, and garlic. So that garlic, you can use as much as you would like. So at least 1 to 2 small cloves, but you can use a lot more if you are a fan. And then a pinch of red pepper flakes and a little bit of kosher salt if you choose. Toss those collard ribbons with the generous squeeze of lemon or orange juice and set them aside. Remember, we want to boost the cancer-fighting properties. Then in a small bowl, you'll whisk together the vinegar and syrup, and you'll heat the broth in a skillet over medium heat. and add the garlic and cook it till it's just lightly browned. Remember, you don't want garlic to burn. It gets bitter really, really quickly. And then you add the pepper flakes and immediately add the collards. So you'll stir those collards to coat with the broth and continue tossing for about a minute. The greens will be bright to dark green and slightly wilted. Don't overcook them because they'll actually toughen. So that's what's a little different about collard greens. You either can cook them very quickly or you cook them for a long time. You stew them for hours. But this is an excellent quick recipe. You drizzle on that maple vinegar mixture, stir well, and enjoy right away. Not only do I have these great collard green recipes on my website, but I also have a California Bountiful video called Calling All Collards that will show you how to use collard greens in place of tortillas to make wraps. It is a lot of fun. I can't wait for you to join me on the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Until then, please send me any questions or potential topic ideas you'd like me to consider. Contact me through my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly via email, thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a fantastic week, and don't forget, life is so much better when you love the food that loves you back.